From Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Rabbit's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
We're in the 2 o'clock hour, WRCO FM in Richland Center. Phil Neal along with Hank Bray. Lots of action going on here. We're into the semifinals and also into the wrestle back and consolations. We're going to jump right to a semifinal match at 150 pounds. Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley against Jackson Perkins of Prairie du Chien. Match underway here in the opening period of action. We'll get you caught up on some of the other matches that have happened since that time. And we'll also get you some updated team scores as well. Shooting in for a single leg is Knockreiner. Unsuccessful at first. Perkins able to possibly rock away from that. Not giving away from the knee, though. Knockreiner holding on. Picked up his 32nd win earlier this year, or earlier this evening, with a fall against Sander King of Black River Falls. In 3:28, no score as they break apart. They're shooting center circle again. Boys on their in their stances right now, trying to get down and get low. And Murray Duchesne's wrestler comes in, comes up empty, and again Knockreiner grabs a hold of the knee. Now double leg and brings him to the mat, unable to kick out his head, and he is kind of stuck right now in almost a stalemate position. No points awarded for the wrestlers here. We got about 30 seconds remaining in the first period of wrestling at 150 pounds. Again, no score, and there is a stalemate. They'll get back to the center of the mat. 150 pounds. River Valley's had a pretty good day.
Yes, they have. I've got Hurd. I've got Drew Hurd from Prairie du Chien wrestling here against Mason Romali from Mauston in the 144-pound semifinal.
All right, keep an eye on that one, Hank. Shooting in on the far side is Knockreiner, and he is close to getting the takedown, and then does, yes, and now immediately goes to a cradle, and the period comes to an end. 2-0, Knockreiner after one. And as you were pointing at the mat, another Blackhawk is on the mat on the other side.
Ty Larson is going against Raider from Mauston.
Okay. So Ty Larson for River Valley, and that is in the consolation round. For the chance to get a shot at fourth place and beyond. And a final at 144 as well, Hank.
Yep. That would be Prairie du Chien.
Hurd gets the win?
Yes, sir.
So it is Drew Hurd advancing with a pin here. His winner is against Mason Romanelli of Mauston, Nisida. All right. Second period underway. Knockreiner in the lead, 2-0. He is riding here in the second period. Moves up to the top half, gets a little bit of a chance at a half. Nothing going now, and breaking free is Perkins. And a stalling warning right now on Perkins, the man in the down position. 2-0, Knockreiner grabs the far arm and now able to try and turn his opponent. Has one shoulder placed to the mat. Doing a good job is Perkins fighting that off. And right now grabbing the near wrist. Knockreiner trying to convert now as he grabs that far arm, unable to turn his opponent, gives up on that, and then tries to choose another spot. Tries to lock in a cradle from the near side. And Perkins wrapping in, trying to hold him at bay. Grapevine right now. Perkins trying in vain to get something going, and now rolling through is Knockreiner. Not much happening, very close to potentially dangerous here as Knockreiner is kind of in a tough position there, and he is going to be reversed. So this match is tied. 2-2, 19 seconds remaining here, and again, a little bit too much angle on the neck of Knockreiner, so the match is stopped, potentially dangerous, and they go back to the center of the mat. Tied at 2 here at 150 pounds, down to the final 16 seconds in the period. Knockreiner, the top-seeded wrestler here at 150 pounds in the regional, trying to make it to the finals. And the final seconds tick off. We're going to the third. Tied at two, Hank.
Yeah, down here, Ty Larson. Is that who I said? Yeah, Ty Larson is defeating Raider right now, 4-0.
All right.
In the second, 25 seconds left to go.
All right. Back to the center of the mat now. Knockreiner is in the down position in the third period. Underway, he tries to stand up. Perkins hanging on, wraps up the arms, near side, riding away. He's tied at two here. Very little separating these two wrestlers. And again, looks like the match is stopped. There's a warning for potentially dangerous. Not a warning, but potentially dangerous, they say. All right, here we go. Starting again. Referee's position. Knockreiner quick to start on the whistle. Unable to break out. Perkins brings him back at bay. Now getting up on all fours is Knockreiner. Pushing from the near side. Trying to get balance and get up. And there's another potentially dangerous. These two wrestlers have been kind of in awkward predicaments throughout this match so far. Back to the center of the mat with a minute 27 remaining. 2-2 tie. Perkins in the up position. Immediately Knockreiner starts on the whistle. Turns up, trying to break the hands free to get an escape. And now he is going to be grabbed and brought back down to the mat by Perkins. Knockreiner unable to get it going here. Back to his hands and knees. Trying to stand up. Anything right now would be a chance for a wrestler to take a lead. Stalling warning has been issued against Knockreiner now. So I think both have been warned. We're down to a minute remaining in the third period. Tied at two here at 150 pounds in the semifinal. Right now locked up. Top part of the mat there. Knockreiner is unable to get up and get anything going. And then a stalemate is called again. 41 seconds remaining. Or we're looking at overtime here. Back to the center of the mat. The whistle starts him again. Perkins in the down, or the up position, I should say. Knockreiner starts, tries to slip out the back. Now locking in a cradle is Perkins. Knockreiner in the down position. We're tied on the scoreboard at two. Down to 24 seconds remaining in the third period. Both have been warned for stalling, and now too much angle on that knee, potentially dangerous with 17 seconds remaining in regulation. Tied at two. Knockreiner just has to get up and get out of there, but easier said than done. 2-2 match. Knockreiner again quickly up, tries to sit out, stands up. He is going to be locked up, and now Perkins grabs in, locks a cradle, and brings him down to the mat. Knockreiner face down. We're going to see overtime in this one, I believe. Down to the final seconds, and that'll do it. 2-2, we're going to overtime.
Ty Larson, excuse me, Phil. Ty Larson is a winner over here on the other mat that beats Radar.
All right, so Ty Larson advances into the next round for the right to go for fourth.
Eli Radar from Mauston.
All right, here we go. Overtime period. They are shooting takedowns. Knockreiner and Perkins. Not much going on here. Both boys a little bit cautious. Now shooting in for a possible double leg is Knockreiner. If he can pop that head free, he would take the lead in the match. And there's the two. He takes a lead of 4-2. And
that
will do it. That's overtime win for River Valley. Good job.
On mat number three, Phil, with in the first period, we have Richland Center's Ethan Bodendine taken on Esteban, Nicholas Esteban from Arcadia.
All right.
I'll let you pick that one up.
That is a wrestle back match. And I think we're going to see another 150-pounder. Again, we're kind of teetering back and forth, but we'll see that match. That's in the championship bout match. Barocca is going to have a wrestler at 157 here in front of us as well.
I believe that's Primer.
So I think we're getting caught up here.
Blaine Primer from Barocca is taking on Gunnar Johnson from GET.
All right. Esteban, the opponent. Bryce Lenzendorf has mentioned, one of the top wrestlers here, along with Gunnar Johnson of GET, Melrose Maduro. So Ethan Bodenine the sophomore, 22 wins on the year. They are shooting takedowns. Esteban from Arcadia, a sophomore, coming in with 22 wins and 20 losses. Boys shooting takedowns again for the right to hit to fourth place here at 157 pounds in the Richland Center Regional. Chilly day out there, a little sunshine. It does feel a little bit more like winter today,
though. It does. It does. I thought that was just because of you.
Well, that could be, too. My icy stare.
Yes.
Back to the center of the mat. 2-2 in the match down below us and 2-0 in the match here. This is a scoreless match between Ethan Bodendine and Esteban. They are locked up again. Boys locked up head and shoulders. Bodendine trying to slip down for the single leg. They break apart again. Locked up again. Center of the mat. Lots of pressure going both ways. Bodendine locks up the wrist now. Shooting in is Esteban and shoots in for a single leg and unable to secure it right now. And he does. 2-0 at the end of the period. So the lead belongs to Nicholas Esteban of Arcadia. Some of these schools had to travel quite a distance
to
get here today.
Boy, I tell you what. Boy, Barlin and...
Arcadia.
Yep.
Second period is underway. Bodendine in the down position. The referee's position. He's going to come around and get the reversal for two and tie this match up. So Ethan Bodendine evens things in the second period. Esteban flat to the mat, face down. Bodendine again, working with the near arm, wraps it up. Now trying for more is Bodendine. And right now turning in is Esteban, stepping up, trying to get out of there. Now Bodendine grabs the far arm, trying to have some success to turn his opponent. A minute 17 remaining in the second period. He's got one shoulder down. And there's the count off there, so he's looking at a little bit more. Ethan Bodendine, kind of in a tough position, I think, to get both shoulders down. But he's certainly close. And he gets the pin.
He did it.
So Ethan Bodendine advances for the chance to get to fourth place. It'll take another win to get that right to wrestle for fourth. That's how far and how hard you have to work if you are coming back through the consolation bracket. But a pin for Ethan Bodendine and a step in the right direction at 157 pounds. We have some other area wrestlers coming up. I know Hunter Ault of River Valley will be on the mat shortly. He's in the championship round. He'll be taking on Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien.
That should be a good one.
We'll also see Blake Brickle in the final round coming up here for the chance to get to the finals, I should say. He's in the semifinals. Brickle taking on Ben Green of Berlin in an upcoming match. We move to 190, where Richland Center's Cole Brenninger will be in a championship round match. Perhaps we can get their semifinal matchup against Martin of Berlin, Jacob Martin, at 215. Wrestling in the semifinals, Teague Perkins of Richland Center against Braden Lockington of GET Merrill's Mindoro. And at 285 pounds, it is Braden Kleppe of Richland Center against Cisco Jimenez in the semifinal round for the right to wrestle for a championship. But I know they will be taking a break between these rounds before heading to the next round, but a lot of wrestling still to go here.
Yes, sir.
So let's see what we have going.
We've got Primer in the middle here from Viroqua.
Okay.
At 157 pounds. He is losing right now, 6-0.
Okay. Gunnar Johnson, GET Marlos Medora, leading in that match, 6-0. Lane Primer, Viroqua in the down position. Viroqua, a fairly young squad. Not a lot of numbers for this Viroqua team. They're trying to kind of build it back up a little bit. And they got some quality wrestlers trying to get on to the Wisconsin Dell sectional next week. 43 seconds remaining in that second period. Primer leading, or trailing in this one, 6-0, as Hank mentioned. Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien and Sam Ursland of Wisconsin Dells also will be vying for the title here at 157 pounds. three mats and full coverage here in this round of action. Fans enjoying themselves here. And we've seen some good wrestling so far. And it gets even better with every round here.
It does.
And then you get the wrestlers coming back through the brackets. You know, they're hungry. It's a last-ditch effort there. You control your own destiny a little bit. Second period comes to an end. Still 6-0 in favor of Gunnar Johnson of GET Melrose Mindoro.
Again, shout-out to the Richland Hospital and their, you know, and the athletic trainers here today. Thank you very much.
Yep. They do a good job.
Yes, they do.
They have been, unfortunately, they've been a little busy today. But that's what they're here for. That keeps Lindsay from taking her afternoon nap. She's on the run. 6-0 the score. Gunnar Johnson, GET Melrose Mindoro. Third period underway. Leading Primer of Viroqua. Grabs the near arm. Primer able to fight it free. Now at his base. Johnson looking in, trying for the cradle combination. And nearly out of bounds on the near side. Primer, now there's a stalling point awarded for Johnson. So Primer gives up the stalling point, has to remain aggressive. Tries to roll through, brought back to the mat by Johnson. Primer again sitting out. Oh, he's caught in a headlock there. Johnson, the chance to get him. No, coming around there is Primer. He slipped out of it somehow and gets reversal points and gets on the board for the first time. 7-2 with 1 minute remaining in the 157-pound semifinal bout for the right to wrestle in the finals today. And now Johnson has been warned for stalling for the first time. Down to 45 seconds. 7-2, Johnson in the lead. Primer may have to let him go, but now they're out of bounds. They'll head back to the middle of the mat. Johnson in the down position. Primer in the up position. There's the whistle. It starts him. Standing up is Johnson. Leading 7-2. We're down to 38 seconds. Primer trying to get the hand there down to the chance to try and come back. He's going to escape, and they'll shoot takedown. It is an 8-2 score, 22 seconds, aggressively going at it, and Primer slips out, gets on the wrong side. They're side to side. He'll give up the takedown. It's 10-2. Gunnar Johnson down to 10 seconds here in the 157-pound bout. And it looks like that will be the final score. 10-2, big win for Gunnar Johnson, punching his ticket to next week. He'll be in the finals here at Richland Center. Primer will wrestle back, and as it works, will wrestle back for the chance to get all the way back to second place. But you could fall all the way to a fourth place bout if you lose your next one. So 157 pounds. That match is complete. We will see Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien on the mat against Sam Ursland in just a moment. As we mentioned, Ethan Bodenine and Ty Larson of River Valley have both won, and they're going to meet in the next round.
Yes.
For the right to wrestle for fourth place.
165-pound match, and right in front of us, Phil. That has a River Valley young man in it.
Is that Alt? I believe it is.
It is Alt from River Valley against Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien.
Okay. Keep tabs on that one. We called Alt's match earlier today, a 2-minute, 25-second fall over Jaden Zimbauer of Boston Nisida. Avery with a fall over Josh Roche of Wautoma Wild Rose. That's how they got here. And so Prairie du Chien and Avery in a Southwest Conference battle, doing battle against Alt of River Valley. The Blackhawk wrestler trailing now 2-0. Early takedown for Avery, top seed. 39 wins, nearing 40 on the year. Grabs an ear arm, leading 2-0 over Alt. Avery trying for a little bit more at 165 pounds. Some hotly contested bouts here in the middle weights at the Richland Center Wrestling Regional. 157-pound match on the other side. Wisconsin Dells Ursuline. Very active match there against Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. And I think that match might be up 5-0 now for the Prairie du Chien wrestler. 2-0, Avery leading. We're down to 33 seconds in the first period against Ault of River Valley. Ault warned for stalling. The up man is Avery trying to lock in for the cradle. Steps in.
Filling 157, it's going to be the Wisconsin Dells guy up 6-2.
All right.
Again.
Second period will be on the way in just a moment here on the middle mat. And the first period comes to an end. 2-0, Jeremiah Avery is leading Hunter Ault of River Valley. There's the flip. Prairie gets choice. They will defer.
And they'll kick in the third quarter.
Is that right? Kick at the start of the second half? Or is somebody supposed to kick you? I don't know.
You've done that quite well today. I've got shin guards here.
Second period is underway. Standing up, the River Valley wrestler broken back down. He had some potential there and some hope, but unable. And now coming around for a reversal is the wrestler from Prairie du Chien, and he's scoring near fall points. Ault looking at the lights, very close to a fall is Avery. Ault trying to bridge out of there. The official down and makes the pin. That is it. 2:27 the pin time. And Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien is into the finals here of the regional. And dropping down for the wrestleback is Ault with his first loss of the day. The other part of the bracket, Braden Peterson of GET Melrose Medora will take on Wyatt Moses of Black River Falls, and that match still to come. I think we're going to transition into another River Valley match in just a little bit here today. We're getting close to Mason Jelenic of Richland Center as well, as he'll be on the mat, and again, just a little bit here today. Penciling in those who will be in the finals, and I would presume they'll wrestle another round of the wrestle backs. Those will go pretty quickly, and then they'll get everybody into position for the first, second, and fourth place bouts and see how it goes, and then there could be another round of wrestle backs still to go here today. 175-pound match is underway. It is Blake Brickle of River Valley against Ben Green of Berlin. So they are locked up. No score early on in this one. Shooting takedowns. Side to side. Green comes in, and he is close to scoring the takedown, and there it is. Opening points of the match taken by Green. Brickle standing up immediately, now locking in. A scissors move. Green, he is holding his opponent at bay. Brickle face down on the mat right now. 2-0. Green with the lead. And a little bit too much angle on the shoulder. They're going to come back to the center of the mat. Readjust the headset gear. So back to it again. Pretty good day for River Valley and, as mentioned, Richland Center. Take a look a little bit later on at potential for wrestlers advancing to next week. Be a busy day at the Dells, we hope. A lot of Southwest Wisconsin Division II wrestlers, boys and girls, next week at Wisconsin Dells. They'll alternate rounds. These wrestlers are out of bounds on the far side of the mat, and they'll come back to it. 51 seconds remaining in the period. Blake Brickle, River Valley, trailing 2-0 to Ben Green of Berlin. They haven't seen a lot of Berlin wrestlers. Stepping in now, here is Berlin's wrestler, Green, and he's got Ault. Or Brickle, I should say, in a little bit of trouble and giving up some near fall points. Blake Brickle will roll back to the front side. Well, points were awarded, I don't think, yet.
There they are.
3-5. Ben Green leading here for Berlin. Brickle standing up. Berlin immediately goes to a cradle from the up position and now rolls his opponent to his shoulder. Left side, Brickle is real close to being on both shoulders. Three more near fall points. or make that two near fall, and it makes it 7-0. Final seconds of the opening period will kick off, and it's 7-0 Green after one. You've got a match going on at 165 as well.
That's from the kid from Wautoma just beat an Adam Friendship kid.
Okay.
If that helps you out, any?
It was Viroqua, actually.
Viroqua?
Looked like DiPietro of Viroqua B.
It is. You're right.
Yep. DiPietro gets the win, so he moves on. Chance to wrestle back. That's at 165 pounds. To fourth place, where Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien is awaiting his finals opponent. 7-0 the score here at 175 pounds, and Brickell of River Valley trailing Green. Also at 175, we've got a Richfield Center wrestler out there. We had warned you. Here comes Mason Zelenik. He'll be taking on Espen Swears of Mauston, Nisida. So we'll keep an eye on those two as well. Good to have a lot of action. It seems like going stages where much going on locally, and then all of a sudden you've got a lot. And in these weight classes, River Valley and Richland Center have some good talent. Up to a 9-0 lead right now for Green of Berlin. No score in the Jelenic match. They are sparring center of the mat at 175 pounds. Mason shoots in for a single leg. Kicking away is Swears. Austin opponent with 42 wins on the year. Jelenic, the 20-win mark. And now Swears is going to get the takedown. They did a good job of kind of going back and forth and fighting for position, but Swears comes out on top. 9-1 in the other mat as Brickell is trailing. He'll score an escape to make it 9-2. We've got 38 seconds remaining in the second period of that one. Swears working through the head and shoulders there, looking at possibility of turning Jelenic, and Mason does a good job of rolling through and to not get caught. He is back to his hands and knees, down to 30 seconds remaining in the first period of wrestling. A 2-0 lead for Swears of Mauston, Nisida. Right now, back to the center of the mat. It's 11-2. Brickell of River Valley in the advantage. And locking in a cradle, a potentially dangerous is called. The official doing a good job here, Hank, making sure everybody stays safe. And they've got their work cut out, especially when you get to this level. You've got wrestlers that are very evenly talented, very, very strong. So 11-2 as that match resumes. Looks like a 5-0 lead for Swears over Jelenic of Richland Center. A minute 43 remaining in the Brickell and Green match. And we have a young man from Mauston at 165 on the other mat. Zimbauer looks like he's going to get the pin. So he'll advance for the right to get to a fourth place bout. 11-2 at 175 pounds. Green leading Brickell. 5-0. Swears leading Jelenic as well. Great action going on here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse this afternoon. Ken Feed doing the announcing today. Just sent another message. I think that's about when the next thing will start. They'll go to a 20-minute break after this round. 20-minute break. That'll allow them to reshuffle things. The workers today have not had a break.
Well, they've been working, haven't they?
They have, since it started at 10 this morning.
Thanks to Laura Sogleby and all her staff. Did an awesome job. So,
13-2, Brickell and his trailing Green were in the third period with 43 seconds. And 8-0, Swears leads Jelenic. That's in the second period with 54 seconds remaining. Both matches stopped right now after they've gone out of bounds. Again, Green, number two seed here, trying to get to the chance for a championship. Jelenic stands up, and then they'll roll out of bounds near side in front of the scores table. You're at the scores table, you're always in jeopardy of getting
moved
a little bit. got to make some quick decisions. Right now, Green has gone up 13-2 on Brickell.
Looks like this is going to be a final over here, Brickell and Green.
Yep, there it is, 13-2. So Green moves on to the finals. Brickell will be wrestling back at 175 pounds, trying to get back to a second-place finish. Stalling warning on Jelinek on the other mat. We're down to 16 seconds remaining in the second period, and Espen Swears continues to lead the match. Swears grabs the far arm and now trying to use some leverage. Jelinek, who will not be turned at the end of this second period, holds his ground, and that'll do it for two periods of wrestling. 8-0, Swears in the lead. 175-pound match on the other mat. Looks like Dunnigan is back on the mat. We saw him earlier today and called his match against Blake Brickell. Brickell was a winner in that match. Dunnigan trying to wrestle back. And his opponent today in this one is Jevin Rave of Black River Falls. Third period underway. Jelinek trying to get on the board here as the boys shoot takedowns. Jelinek in a little bit, got out of position and going to be close to being taken down. And there he is. 10-0 the score now. Swears takes the lead, a minute and a half remaining in the period and in the match at 175 pounds. Things going well in the other spot, Mineral Point. We'll see how it's going there in Division III and where they're at. Probably a little further along than we are here today. Sound like both places had had some problems with computers and tracking the wrestling early, but I think everything's kind of getting back and ready. Using a headlock is Swears. He is looking for more. Some points are being counted off again. Swears close to having Jelinek on his back, but now Mason gets back to the front side. Near fall added, so two near fall to make it 12-0. Swears grabs the near arm and trying to turn Jelinek. Mason done a pretty good job of staying out of a tough predicament, but it's just not been able to get on the board here today. We're down to 39 seconds at 175 pounds. If Mason's unable to come back in this one, he'll be looking at facing River Valley's Blake Brickell in the consolation round. We're down to 25 seconds. Swears grabs a near arm. He's got one shoulder down for Jelinek and now working for two as he uses the leverage, turns him. The official down looking at the shoulders right now. Swears very close, just 10 seconds to go in the match. Jelinek trying to hang on here. Far off shoulder is down. This shoulder, he's bridging up a little bit. Looks like he's going to survive without being pinned, but it'll be a tech fall right at the buzzer. 15-0, technical fall. Swears in 6 minutes gets the win. He'll be facing Green in the finals at 175 pounds. And again, Mason Jelinek and Blake Brickell, Richland Center, River Valley, respectively, will be wrestling to try and get back to second place here at the Richland Center Wrestling Regional. For Henry Murray, I'm Phil Nee. This is Regional Tournament Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Dive into a seafood sensation at Richland Locker in Richland Center Thursday through Saturday. Experience the exquisite flavors of Norwegian salmon, Chilean salmon, and ocean perch. Join them for the first week of Fresh Fish Exploration, featuring limited quantities from Thursday afternoon through Saturday. Perfect for Lent, the delectable offerings promise a culinary adventure you don't want to miss. Your local locker, the Richland Locker, has more.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
We're all the way up to the 132-pound weight class in the championship matches, and we have an injury delay. David Werman, looks like Mineral Point's Rowan Carey is shaken up. I don't think, of course, I'm no doctor, but did you see what happened, and what do you think the situation is?
I did not see anything happen, but being the tough competitor is, I think he'll bounce back here and be ready to go again. But it's been a tough match here against Hunter Stevens, the sophomore from Niagara Highland here. Good match, 1-0 into the second period. So hopefully he can bounce back. He's taking his time, though.
Stevens beat Rowan Carey last week at the SWA-LSWC Conference Clash. Is leading this one 1-0. Hunter Stevens leading this one. The boys in the back shake hands. Stevens has only one loss this year, David. Came in the bi-state semifinals to guess who?
Rowan Carey.
Well, these two are very familiar with each other. Carey is a two-time state runner-up. And, boy, if he's going to win a state championship this year, it's got to come through Hunter Stevens at some time or another. And maybe two or three times.
Two good wrestlers out here really, really battling, you know, five losses between the two. And, you know, Rowan, he's not afraid to wrestle a little upper body, which you've seen already in this match, you know, tying up underhooks and stuff. But Hunter is a good takedown technique wrestler and on the legs all the time and well-coached programs. And you can see it through this whole tournament series how tough these guys are.
30 seconds on the second period clock.
Yeah, they're both guys are still on their feet here looking for a takedown. Wrestling in the center, doing a good job staying active in the middle of the mat. Good head snap there by Hunter as he gets in on a single leg as Rowan tries to toss him, but Hunter fights through it, ends up putting Carey on his back here with 10 seconds on it, but Carey's able to get off his back. He does give up to a near fall. So that gets him up to a lead of 5-0 at the end of two. So a good match here for Hunter Stevens as he gets the takedown and the two near fall. Choice is going to be Rowan's choice. Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, the junior, 28-4. Hunter Stevens is a sophomore, 38-1 for the Iowa Grant Highland co-op. Rowan gets set in the center there. Hunter covers the right side off the whistle. Rowan tries to stand up, but Hunter takes that left ankle, flattens him out. Good hip pressure there. Works the hands underneath, trying to get a wrist. Belt wrestler Carey underneath there, blocking that, trying to stop that spinning combination. Now Hunter digs out that armbar, gets it straight across the back. Keeps the pressure on the hips. He's got his one leg hooked over top. Now Carey's just not trying to expose his other shoulder here, his other arm. As he works back to his base, nice job fighting out that arm bar. Tries to switch there as he's got the left dragging behind as Hunter covers it. And they're going to continue to wrestle as they almost went off the mat. The control is still Stevens of Iowa Grant Highlands. 1 minute to go in the third period. 5-0 lead for Hunter Stevens.
Big match when it comes to team point totals here, too, David. Iowa Grant comfortably right now in second place. Mineral Point only has two boys wrestling for championships. The other one is Cade Rule. So Iowa Grant has a chance to score a lot of points in this round, including this weight class head-to-head with the Pointers, Rowan Carey.
Yeah, and Iowa Grant needs every point they can to compete with Fenimore for first place, but they're currently sitting pretty good in second place. So a couple more near fall for Hunter. As Rowan, it looks like he loses contact. Gives it to one of the assistant coaches there. There's some discussion there. At one point it was awarded to Green. I'm not really sure what for. But
I think it was a full Nelson.
Okay.
That's what the official indicated.
7-1 lead here, 32 seconds, and the clock is not running now. But they continue to wrestle. Now it starts. As Rowan gets to his feet, he's going to get to one escape now. 7-2, and he's wrestling upper. He's got to get 5 points. He's got to get 5 point move here to tie it up. And he's trying. He's trying to get under those arms, trying to lock up some sort of throw. Tries to step through, but steps deep, and Hunter keeps his balance. Well, that's impressive there.
Wow.
Hunter kept his balance, and Rowan got stuck underneath and had to retreat, gave up the takedown. It's going to be a 9-2 victory, 9-2 victory for Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grant Highland over Rowan Carey of Mineral Point.
Let me recap a little bit, David, and maybe you can let us know whether or not there'll be wrestlebacks at 132 pounds. At 106 earlier in this session, junior Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle took the championship with a 16-1 technical fall over junior Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca. Wrestling for third place, Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore defeated Terry Sage of Riverdale 9-2. And taking fifth place, Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point. There will be no wrestlebacks at 106. Your sectional qualifiers are champion Aiden Grudenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, second place Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca, taking third, Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore, and taking fourth and moving on to the sectional, Terry Sage, a sophomore from Riverdale. 113, the champion is sophomore Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle. He scored a pin in the finals over Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany. Taking third place is Elliot Kite of Mineral Point with a pin over Jace Connor of Iowa Grant Highland. Taking fifth is Owen Kloss of Fenimore. There will be two wrestlebacks at 113 pounds. The only thing we know for sure, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica goes to Pecatonica Argyle. Goes to the sectional as champion. Slater Valley of Parkview wrestles Elliot Kite of Mineral Point for second. And Jace Connor of Iowa Grant Highland has to protect fourth now from Owen Kloss of Fenimore. David, how about 132? What do we have?
132, we will have a wrestle back. Hunter Stevens obviously wins that match over Rowan Carey. Rowan Carey will take second place.
Okay.
But there will be a wrestle back between Nolan Shep of Fenimore and Drew Sander of Boscobel, Wazika, Subic.
Sander lost to Jacob Orloff, a pin in 115. So Sander now on the precipice for Boscobel, Wazika, Subic, who has one other wrestler, Joe Bwetter, in a similar situation, wrestling for third. Best thing you can do is win that match. If you lose it, you may have to defend your spot and possibly lose out on the sectional next weekend. That's the situation Drew Sander finds himself in at 132. At 138 pounds, and we'll recap 120 and 126 for you in a moment, here at the Mineral Point Super Regional, going for the championship, and three takedowns to his credit already is Elliot Viva of Iowa Grand Highland. He is unbeaten on the season. He's taking on senior Sean Duffy of Riverdale, the second seed. So good battle here. Three takedowns for Beba, three escapes for Duffy. Quickly wrestling for third is Thomas Broski of North Crawford Seneca. His opponent, Malin Hahn of Fenimore. And Quinton Kite of Mineral Point is taking on Peter Roth of Parkview Albany for fifth. But our eyes are on the championship, Matt, as we want to see what happens with Sean Duffy.
Yeah, Elliot Beba just got two more takedowns. and gives up the easy escape. So he is certainly shooting takedowns. But with an 8-4 lead, just gets two more, 10-4 lead. He's in control here with 15 seconds to go in this first period, 10-4 for Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland. Up against the senior from Riverdale, Sean Duffy, with 34-8. At the end of the first period, 10-4 lead for Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland. Choice is going to be Duffy's. He's going to defer to Biba. Biba will certainly go on his feet, which he does. Works those hand ties, goes in for a tie-up, drops down to a nice low single ankle leg. Down low on the ankle, gets the takedown. Going to let Duffy retreat, gives up the escape, so 12-5 now into the second period, 15 seconds. And they're doing a little jumping over the top there as they go off the mat. Back to the center circle to get set with 1:35 on the clock. Another front headlock tie. Duffy tries to sit through, but he's got the single leg. Then we're going to have a dump on behalf of Biba. Breaks the hold, and both men are back on their feet in the neutral position. Duffy shoots in on a single leg. Biba's able to counter that. Comes around the corner and gains control with another takedown to his left here. 14-5 lead now, 1 minute to go in the second period. With a 9-point lead here, looking for possible tech fall. Tough match here for Sean as Elliott is in control with wrestling offensive takedown. He rode for a while. Now he's going to let Duffy go as Duffy gets the escape, but he's also been warned for stalling. Oh, I'm sorry. He changed his mind. 1 point stalling against Biba and the one escape for Duffy, so it makes it 15-6. As Sean continues to be aggressive there, shooting, trying to shoot for takedowns, in on his leg, hoping to maybe catch something here, but Biba's pretty flawless on his feet with takedowns as he gets another two. Goes up now, 17-6.
The other two matches are lopsided at this point. A 6-0 lead for Quinton Kite of Mineral Point, and he is scoring some near fall points over his opponent from Parkview, Albany. A minute plus in that match remaining. The other one is a 4-0 lead. This is for third place as Malinhana Fenimore leads Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca. A minute and a half left in that match.
Sean ends up giving up a stalling point to go 18-6 now. 12-point lead for Biba. At this point, Sean continues to wrestle tough. He knows he's in a tough one against Biba there. He knows he's a sound wrestler on his feet. Really working the head there as Sean takes the attempt for a takedown. He ends up giving up the takedown to Biba, and he's going to be a tech fall victory, 21-6. And Elliott continues on his undefeated path at 30-0 now.
2 years ago, Biba was a state runner-up at 113 pounds. Last year, he did not make the state tournament. Dynamite weight class that he was in and just couldn't make it through, and he's on a mission this time around, David. He's got a regional championship under his belt. Sean Duffy now, with a win, may have to endure a wrestleback as Han of Fenimore has a 4-0 lead in the closing seconds of that match. And the other one, a win for Kite of Mineral Point, 9-0. That comes to a close also. We'll check this weight class to see if there's any wrestlebacks. And we come back, we want to tell you about 120 and 126 as their coverage continues for Mineral Point. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
We come back, and 54 pounds is underway. Going for the championship is Ian Brock Hinderman, a freshman from Iowa Grand Highland. Ian Crapp, a state runner-up last year, has a 2-0 lead. In the match for third, Chase McGuire of Riverdale, a junior, takes on freshman Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. First period is in the books. It's a 4-0 lead for Dannenberg of the Pointers. And the fifth place match has been decided already. David, do we have a final there?
We do. Cal Canig of River Ridge gets the victory with a pin in 117.
Over Jacob Glidden of North Crawford Seneca. And Glidden bows out now, and that leaves two more wrestlers to go for North Crawford Seneca. Thomas Frosty and Jaron Grimslid is already guaranteed a spot in this weekend. He is a runner-up here for the North Crawford Seneca wrestling program. I want to bring you up to date on the 120-pound weight class. What a performance by freshman Lakota Brewer of the Riverdale Chieftains. A 10-1 win, David, and the only point he gave up was in the closing seconds to Cade Birchman, a sophomore from Fenimore, who captured third in last week's tournament, and Brewer bounced back with a 10-1 win. He was impressive.
Yeah, he's had a good day. You know, he got the quick 10 there earlier in the day and a 10-7 victory and a 10-1 victory, and that one point was a stalling point that he gave up, so it wasn't even an earned point for Birchman. So a good day for Lakota Brewer, definitely as a freshman going into sectional next weekend.
There will be one wrestle back at 120 pounds. We can tell you that Lakota Brewer is the champion from Riverdale. Cade Birchman of Fenimore is the runner. Mason Scullion of Mineral Point is the third place winner as he scored a pin over Ithaca Weston's Ethan Stoll. And Stoll, the sophomore, now has to defend fourth junior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. Ithaca Weston looking for a sectional qualifier in Ethan Stoll, but Lucas Christensen will be a formidable opponent in a wrestleback for fourth place at 120. At 126, the champion is Brody Meese of Riverdale. The Chieftains take two weight classes in a row. Lakota Brewer at 120, Brody Meese at 126. Meese with a 3-0 win over Danny Finley, a senior from Parkview, Albany. Taking third place is Colton Collison of Fenimore, 8-6. Great match against Jamin Crapp of Lancaster, who had the lead Collison finished it off in the late stages of that match. Everything is set. Those four qualify for the sectional. Mace of Riverdale, Finley of Parkview, Collison of Fenimore, and Trapp of Lancaster. Taking fifth place, Max Kelly of Iowa Grant Highland. David, fifth place finishers here need to be ready just in case they get the call this week if anything happens to one of the top four.
Yeah, certainly injury or illness will allow that fifth place wrestler to move up. So, yeah, you certainly have to be ready. You have a good week of practice, keep your weight down, and so forth.
That brings us up to date now at 132 pounds. You mentioned Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, the champion. Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, the runner-up. Jacob Orloff of Peck Argyle is third. There will be a wrestle back for fourth place between Drew Sander of Voskabel Wazika Steuben and Nolan Shep of Fenimore. 138, Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland is the champion. There'll be a wrestle back for second place between Sean Duffy of Riverdale and Malin Hahn of Fenimore. And there'll be a wrestle back for fourth between Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca and Quinton Kite of Mineral Point. What's happening at 144 in this weight class, David? What do you have to share with us?
Well, right now it's a pretty good match here on for the championship match. The senior, Ian Crapp, up with a lead of 5-0, he's facing the freshman, Iowa Grand Highland, Brock Hinderman. It's been a tough match here for Hinderman as Crapp has really been scoring some takedowns on him and riding really tough on top and making it hard for the freshman to battle off the bottom. You can also mention our third place match has come to an end there at 144 with the victory going to Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point with a pin in 409 as he defeats Chase McGuire from Riverdale. There's a two-point reversal for Hinderman, so he was able to work himself up off the bottom, got the reversal as they went off the match. He's got just under a minute to go to make up 4 points, but he'll be in control here. He looks back to Coach Allen there for some advice. They get set. He tries to break down, and Kratz comes back to his base there, maintaining all fours, making it tough on Hinderman, the freshman, to make him break him down and get a turn here. Down to 35 seconds of the four-point lead is Ian Crapp of Fenimore. We're going to have stalling called on Crapp as he's on the bottom and making no attempt to come to his base, as now he does. But making it real tough here with 15 seconds for Hinderman. He's got to try to get a big move here, but he just can't get the turn. Crapp just keeps that four-point stance there on the mat. And he's going to run out of time. It'll be a 6-2 victory for Ian Crapp of Fenimore.
David, I will recap this weight class. We are now halfway through our championship matches. And before we leave the air in just a moment or so and send it back to Richland Center, we'll bring you up to date on team scores here at the Super Regional at Mineral Point. At 144 pounds, a champion, a senior, Ian Crapp of Fenimore, who scores a win over Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, 6-2 in the final. Hinderman is the regional runner-up. He has already defeated the third-place winner, Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Dannenberg scored a fall over Chase McGuire of Riverdale in 4:08. McGuire had previously defeated the fifth-place winner, Cale Koenig of River Ridge. So Crapp of Fenimore, Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, Dannenberg of Mineral Point, and McGuire of Riverdale are your sectional qualifiers at 144. David, how about some team scores before we leave the air?
All right, I'll give you the top five here. Parkview Albany is in fifth place with 94.
Mm-hmm.
Mineral Point is in fourth place with 177. Riverdale just ahead of them in third place with 187. Iowa Grand Highland is in second with 230, and Fenimore continues the lead with 240.5.
So 10-point differential, which is what it was at the start of this round. Well, hope you're enjoying our coverage of the Mineral Point Super Regional today. We'll be back at the first opportunity, but now we'll send it back to Richland Center and see what's happening there with the Hornets, the Blackhawks, and the rest of the Division II field as our coverage continues. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th.